When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, Tuesday night, coming out, little Bryan Adams.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the album was called Reckless. I want to say it's called Reckless, the album Run yep. to You. Huge hit. Bryan Adams was a monster there for a while. I mean, just hit after hit after hit. Still going. Still out there touring. Seems to do well. I follow him on Instagram. I think he's like a single guy still. He's gotten into a couple of friends' DMs while he's in town.
Yeah.
I know a couple of girls who've gone on dates with Bryan Adams as he was playing around the country. You know, Bryan Adams hops in your DMs like, okay.
All right.
Go on a date. And, you know, I hear he's perfectly nice. Canadian. You know, those are nice people.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a great song. It's on a good show, I'm sure. Why Bryan Adams? Who knows? No reason. Just a Tuesday Bryan Adams. I was feeling some Bryan Adams. I like this song. Okay. Here we go. We were going to start with Morgan Wallen.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
But
we'll get out of here with that.
We'll get out. Maybe we'll get out with Morgan Wallen. I don't know it. You know, I mean, I know he's just like the biggest star in the world.
Massive.
People love this guy. And all I hear about him is just trouble.
Trouble.
You know, it's just, it's always something. I don't know the songs, but it's not really my style of music. But I have friends who just go, they go to see him in concert. Mm-hmm. They love it. And sure, okay. But so let's go down some of the trouble I've heard about before we get to the most recent issue.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I remember before the N-word, there was a throw out of the N-word, right? That was...
Yep.
He was just like him and a buddy were talking or something, and
outside
of his home, he was being loud, and somebody was
drunk.
Videotaping it. Yeah.
So he's if you don't know, he's massive drunk.
A massive drunk.
That's
yes,
able,
yes.
Which will become apparent. But yeah. Every time there's an issue.
Well, apparently this latest
shit-faced.
One. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, I remember he was on. He was supposed to be the guest on Saturday Night Live. It was like during COVID, I believe.
Yep.
And he was didn't want to. I get vaxxed or something.
It was he got in trouble because he was out in Nashville.
That's what it was.
There were videos of him making out with
girls.
That's
right. That's right. And they said, I was like, we don't want this guy coming over here on this, during those times.
Yeah.
Crazy times. Anyway, so they got rid of him or something from Saturday Night Live.
They brought him.
Yeah, he decided to not do it.
They brought him a few months later, and they did a sketch where they made fun of him making out with chicks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So there you go. So there's, and now... I guess it was yesterday or the day before. He was out there in Nashville on Broadway. I don't know if you guys know Nashville at all. I know it well. I love it down there.
Mm-hmm.
That street, I know it's for tourists. If you guys live in that Tennessee or that part of the world, you know, I know it's you guys hate us for going down there. But for people who are there one or two nights, the shit is fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good time. It's a good time, and you get to see part of life that you don't necessarily get to see. It's country music. It's people having a good time. It's bands. It's live. It's great. Fun. Anyway, and you can get wild there. You know, you could really, I mean, there was a guy who just not that long, a couple weeks before that, some guy just walked off, drunk kid, And they found him like a, you know, a week later in the river.
Whoa.
Just, you know, dead, of course. But yeah, so he was missing for a long time. So that you can go that direction, or you can go the Morgan Wallen direction, mm-hmm. where apparently he threw some chairs off the roof of one of the bars he was at.
Yeah. One of the like three-story
Yeah, I guess it's a rooftop.
Yeah.
And the chairs, apparently what I heard was they narrowly missed cops down on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Which is crazy. I mean,
yeah.
If you know that area, you throw a chair off there. I mean, I'm surprised you didn't hit a an overweight bachelorette. If you know what I'm talking about.
There were first responders there?
yeah, so that was, and then of course he was arrested.
Mm-hmm.
And what now? I don't know. What becomes, I mean, is that a, what type of crime is that?
Yeah. Reckless endangerment is what he was arrested on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all of this, I mean, as long as he didn't kill anybody, I mean, it's a stupid thing to do and everything, but nobody got killed or hurt, as far as I know.
Mm-hmm.
So it all just kind of lends itself to the lore, you know, yeah. of this guy.
He was at, you know, all the country singers.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Church's new bar, Chiefs.
Chiefs, yeah, that's Eric Church's, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a new bar, so that's what, it was a grand opening or something like that. And I guess I had read that he was upset that he just saw something about his ex-girlfriend had a new boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And that was enough for him to throw some chairs over the railing.
Yeah.
And there you go.
There is
a story we're reporting on.
Apparently video, and I'm trying to find it, but apparently.
I did see something this morning.
Cell phone video is that they say there's a video out there that he threw it out over the roof and then laughed about it. Like.
Well, I think, yeah.
Pretty awesome.
I'm sure he probably did, yeah. I mean,
this is old school rock star behavior. The throw in the furniture?
Yeah, I mean, back in the old days, Led Zeppelin would do that, mm-hmm. you know? I mean, that's what they said, at least. That was always the thing. Trash the hotel room.
Yeah.
Which I never understood, because I was like, well, now you get to sleep.
Yeah.
I'm not a hotel room trasher at all, Alex. Although, I'll tell you what I do, and I don't know if this is like Led Zeppelin quality trashing, but sometimes I'll get chicken wings back to the, because, you know, we work at comedy clubs a lot. Mm-hmm. And one of the things you can get is chicken wings. And I'll take them back to the hotel room. And then what I'll do is I'll use one of the washcloths to wipe my hands. And it's pretty much a goner at that point.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you're going
to. You're not going to get that.
Yeah, you're not going to get that back out. So, and I don't know if the housekeeper's just like, yeah, we'll just let that one slide.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would imagine they must have to let quite a few towels slide, judging upon,
yeah.
you know, but like what people must do some horrible things with those towels.
Yeah.
And they must see some stains that just are not coming out, if you guys know what I'm talking about.
I mean, you see stains in the carpet that aren't coming out.
Right, right.
The towels.
I mean, that's not where I stay. but anyway, I get what you're saying. Anyway, so very interesting. There you go. I mean, there's really nothing to the story other than that. The guy had a wild night in Nashville, and and he's, I guess, out on bail and smiled in his mugshot and back to touring and selling out everywhere. He's got big, what's like a hit song of, give me something that
give you some of his hits.
Now, why, I need to know why this guy sells 90,000 tickets a night.
I think what people really like about him is he kind of like mixes that,
if you haven't noticed, we're in Alex territory right now, so he's never been more passionate about a topic.
I'm not a fan of this kind of country.
Oh.
Olivia, huge Morgan Wallen fan.
Oh, is that right?
This is where we meet this is our car ride, you know.
Yeah, so let's hear, like, what's his latest hit?
Last Night
is a good
one. This is like the big one. But they put like the hip hop beat to the country.
Okay.
So that's what people love about it.
Yeah, this song was like number one for
like a year. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all.
You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. Okay.
Hold on.
I'm waiting.
It's coming.
Hang on, I'm gonna throw a chair over off my roof. Make you grip the sheets with your fingertips.
Last bottle of Jack, we split a fifth. Don't drop. Takes a while. It's gonna be your shit. Like,
it's
this,
not.
This is gonna be the kind
not.
Of thing.
I try and I try. I mean, it's not the worst thing I've ever heard, but I mean, this is not Born to Run either. Now, here's the thing about this, and I'm not going to, this is, God bless the guy, and I'm happy for his success. And I know people love that type of music. But that song, you're not going to, in 10 years, that's not going to be, you know, this is not, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if that one's sticking around for, it's going to be a classic rock. I'll even throw in some of your country songs, you know, not just, I just won't say rock. I'll say that's not going to be, Friends in Low Places.
No,
I don't. Maybe not.
Maybe.
I don't know. But anyway, there you go.
That's not the direction I go with them, but I'll send you some good ones.
Would you please? So there you go. It's Morgan Wallen. That's an interesting. We do have an interesting story. You know how much we talked about the city of Philadelphia, and we loved it over there. We performed there recently, loved it. But before we went, people were warning us that it was the trank capital of the world.
Yes.
And a trank is a drug, Alex, that this not unlike squatters and migrants and trans people.
It's an epidemic.
Yeah, it's a dog whistle, some people say.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? And it's like one of those things that people say, be careful. This is going to get you.
Yeah.
You be careful. Because one of these four things that I just mentioned is going to get you. If you watch a certain news channel or read a certain newspaper, these are the problems of the world. And they could very well be.
Okay.
I've seen some pictures, as you know, of people on trank. A lot of times they'll show it in the New York Post or whatever. Like, here's a block in New York City. I follow a thing on Instagram called One Day in New York Shitty. And it's just a bunch of, you know, people like with needles in their arms writhing around on the floor. I don't do drugs. I'm not a drug guy at all. Thank the Lord. Like, I hope one day I don't accidentally do trank and then I become a trank addict, you know, and then I'm, you know, next thing you know, I'm writhing around on the floor, needle in my arm. I just hope that never happens. But, and also if I'm going to start doing drugs, I don't know if I start with the zombie drug. Like, I feel like you need to rename that because that's not going to get people.
Doesn't sound like a party.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a good time. Like,
no.
And then, of course, we've said on this podcast, I believe, they seem to contort in very strange ways. I've seen literally seen pictures of them like bent over backwards, like they're folded in half.
Yeah.
They're still, their legs are still straight up, but yet they're bent at the waist backward. And I guess that's the high you want or whatever. I don't know. Things gotta be pretty bad if you're tranking out on the streets or whatever. But anyway, we'd like to apologize to the city of Philadelphia. Because we found a clip that's on, I don't know what network this was on. It looks like one of those current affair type shows or something.
Yeah.
And turns out Philadelphia is not the trank capital of the world. There's a new trank capital in the world. And we'd like to play you a little clip from this show. Did it say what show it is? It seems very current affair.
It's from a local Fox affiliate somewhere.
So here we go. Let's hear it. This is from a local Fox affiliate. It's a little clip we just found.
It's fentanyl. It's called xylazine, and it's used to make trank. As I first showed you a little more than a year ago, this dope is deadly. It's an animal tranquilizer mixed with fentanyl, but Narcan won't work on it. And peels the dead flesh off your bones, leaving you a brainless, zoned out husk. But the high, that's the killer here. The chemical craving it creates leaves you
really
wanting even more. Now the cartels have figured out a way to make the zombie drug even scarier.
Oh no.
If meth is a dark horse riding side by side with heroin and fentanyl, xylazine is the grim reaper.
This guy is so proud of the copy that he wrote in this little bit. If meth is a dark horse right next to it. Wow. So, okay, go on. Did he talk a little more about people's skin coming off? I didn't know that was a side effect.
And now the drug traffickers are launching a new deadly marketing campaign. Tonight, Seattle police are issuing a new warning about xylazine. For the first time, detectives say they've discovered it being sold as a standalone.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, there you go. It's just be careful, Seattle.
Yeah. And if
this is Seattle.
And if the dealer says xylazine instead of trank, tomato, tomato, it's the same thing.
Okay. So if they say, Chris. Interested in some xylazine? I gotta go on. That's not the scene, man.
Trank is xylazine and fentanyl. This is just, they're selling straight xylazine.
And this, and Narcan.
Narcan.
That doesn't work on it.
Not at all.
Oh, shit.
According to this local Fox News affiliate. Yeah.
And it runs neck and neck with, wow. So Seattle, I don't have any shows coming up in Seattle. So, but be careful up there in Seattle. Mm-hmm. You guys are having your problems, Seattle. I mean, I don't know. I haven't been up there in a while. I was there for a little while. One night I did a show about a year ago, and it seemed fine. But things have obviously taken a turn for the worse.
Yeah.
Stay off Trank. That's the lesson I want to say on a Tuesday afternoon. If you guys, and I know many of you are beyond Trank at this point. I don't think you're going to, if you do, shit, I think something must have gone terribly wrong.
Yeah, I think it takes a couple gateway drugs.
Yeah, to get you to Trank.
Yeah.
Anyway, these are just wild. We just live in wild times. I mean, I know there's always been drugs out there, but I don't know if I have to, everything I believe that is wrong in the world is because of the internet. Because I'm sure there was drugged out people before when I was growing up, I'm sure, but we just didn't see it constantly. You know what I mean? And maybe that was, I don't know if that's better or worse.
Yeah.
But there was not constant videos on Instagram of people, you know, writhing around in the subway.
Yeah.
You either had to be, the only way you'd see it is if you were on that subway train. And that would be the end of it.
Yeah.
But now we all constantly see, I mean, every one of us follows these things on Instagram and Facebook, TikTok, whatever it may be. We follow these, you know, people getting beaten up
street
or whatever.
People
street people, all these things.
Yeah.
And I'm as guilty as anybody. But is that it? Is it just that there's not, it's not that there's more drugs. It's just that there's more people with
coverage.
Cameras.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe.
Who knows? Anyway, I was just thinking about that.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of Seattle, not far from Seattle, Oregon, up there, Pacific Northwest, a guy, it could be a woman, but the they came forward today, $1.3 billion Powerball winner, fourth largest ever.
Whoa.
One person won it a few days ago, finally came forward. A person in Oregon has come forward as the winner of the $1.3 billion Powerball jackpot. The Powerball jackpot was won by a single ticket in Oregon after Saturday's delayed drawing, lottery officials announced. In a press release posted Sunday, officials said the Oregon Lottery is working with the ticket holder who came forward on Monday to claim the prize, adding that the process involves security measures and vetting what will take time before a winner can be announced. And I know some states have a weird thing where you have to announce yourself publicly, which is just very strange. Why would you? Why would you do that to somebody and immediately tell the world they have $1 billion?
Yeah.
I feel that's, so I don't know if Oregon's one of those states, but I would not want people to know if I won the $1.3 billion Powerball jackpot. With a few exceptions, winner players in Oregon cannot, this is one of them. They cannot remain anonymous in Oregon. This was the largest Powerball prize ever won in the state, beating a $340 million Powerball jackpot in 2005. The Powerball was last won in Oregon in 2018 when a Salem man won it. The winning ticket was sold. You know where it was sold, Alex?
Where?
The Plaid Pantry.
Oh.
On Columbia Boulevard in Portland. I've never been to the Plaid Pantry. I've been to Portland.
Yeah.
I've had good times and bad times. And I've had them all times, you know, I mean, not bad times. Portland's always been kind of okay to me.
Okay.
But, you know, people are insane, and it shows. I mean, I had that issue with a person who, I think I talked about it on the podcast. I won't go into it any further. I don't know if she works at the Plaid Pantry, but anyway, it was Columbia Boulevard in Portland. That's where that was sold. The convenience store, they got $100,000 for selling the winning ticket. I always thought they got a certain percentage, but I think now they just made it $100,000.
Yeah.
Flat rate. Well, congratulations. I mean, that's just wild. I play every time it's a big number like that. And you want to hear the note? Why don't you just guess, Alex, between 1 and 55?
Okay.
Guess six numbers. Just guess six numbers.
Between 1 and 55.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Six.
You got one. Okay, keep going.
12.
Ooh.
All right.
Okay, keep going.
17.
You're out.
28.
No.
33.
No. You got six. Yeah, you got six. That's it.
52.
No. I mean, you're not wrong. You're very close. There was a 54.
I'm barking up the right tree.
Yeah, so anyway, you would have lost.
But don't you, does anyone actually pick their own numbers anymore? Or do you just
do the quick pick? Yeah. That's what I do, the quick pick.
Just get me in the game.
It's all very exciting. I mean, I feel like they're always $1 billion now. Mm-hmm. It just gets up to $1 billion all the time. And I mean, it's just, I don't know what I would do first. I know we all love to do this. This is just a fun thing to do. You just go, because like the one lump payout or whatever is, even, and then you hear like, oh, they take a bunch, and then the taxes are a bunch.
It's a big piece.
And they're like, all right, it's still $400 million. Mm-hmm. It was $1.5 billion.
Yeah.
But in the end, you get $400 million.
Mm-hmm.
You walk away with that. That's like, the taxes are already out. This is what your take home is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still real good.
Yeah.
And
more, if you're shopping at the plaid pantry,
yeah,
it's more than you had.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, I guess you just, like, there's this guy who won out here, Edwin Castro, I think his name is. He won like the biggest one ever. And mm-hmm. he's been kind of like, you very rarely see them and what they do with the money. You don't, but this one guy seems to be getting followed around by paparazzi and stuff. And they're showing the homes he's buying and the cars he's buying and the women that he's with. And and I kind of like to see that.
That's all going on like right now.
Yeah. I know. I kind of want to see this, you know, somebody actually doing something with the money. Because you never get to follow up on them. So this guy was buying, what, like three $25 million houses.
Mm-hmm.
And always in a Porsche, I see him. And then I saw he got some weird dreadlocks.
Ooh, nice.
That he was wearing around at an airport. But it's just, I mean, that is money that you could buy three $25 million houses and not even put a dent in it.
Yeah, and still have money for dreadlocks.
Yeah, still got money for, like, the weird dreadlocks. Like, not even... Like the extensions or whatever, like the ones that are on the kiosk at the mall.
Oh, okay.
You know how sometimes you're walking through the mall and there's the kiosks in the center?
Mm-hmm.
Here's what the kiosk business seems to be to me, from what I've noticed in my time in malls. Some malls are so sad that the only things that are still going are the kiosks.
Are the kiosks.
Now, there's a kiosk guy who's just strictly gumball machines. And that's a good one because it doesn't have to be manned.
Mm-hmm.
You just fill that up with gumballs. Put 15, 20 different gumball machines on it, all different flavors.
Yeah.
And you come back in every week and collect your quarters. I would imagine that's how that works. Then there's always a t-shirt kiosk guy. Funny t-shirts, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
FBI.
Female body inspector?
You better believe it. I was going to say boob, but body, oh, okay. That's good too. So there's that. I like ketchup on my ketchup. That's one that I'm fascinated by.
Okay.
Because even if I like ketchup, I like ketchup. I do. I mean, I don't like it enough to buy a t-shirt about it. But even if I did, I don't know if I needed it. I don't know if I would let enough people know that I like ketchup. That I would get it as a gift. I feel like that would be a gift.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Jim, he loves ketchup. So I got him a shirt that says, I put ketchup on my ketchup.
Mm-hmm.
That's a real shirt. I've seen that.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then you know the ones. So there's a t-shirt guy. Okay. Then there seems to be somebody selling like children's toys. They'll have like dogs, you know, everything's wound up running around the floor of the mall. Little dog that's yip, 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 and just jumps up and down.
Yeah.
You got one of those. And then there's a guy with phone covers, of course.
Mm-hmm.
That
classic.
Seems to be
tough. It's a,
you know, it seems to still be going.
Staple.
Yeah, it's a kiosk staple. It seems to still be going. And it's sad malls usually. And it's one that I look at these people and I'm like, how many customers are you getting a day? There might be days where there's nobody.
Yeah.
Like you go home to your wife or whatever and go, man, today was rough. How many people come in? Zero.
Mm-hmm.
Like nobody. Is those, they're like a, it's like a glass block. And inside it, you could like laser your family's faces.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you give them a picture.
Yeah.
Okay. And say, I want this picture put inside that glass cube.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, okay, no problem. And then it looks cool. It's like cool.
3D.
Yeah, it's like 3D almost.
Yeah.
And I admit, when I first saw it years ago, I was like, oh, that's cool. Never so much that I needed it. Never so much that I was like, I got to get a picture and get my face inside this glass cube. But they're still going. You know, I think it's like I think a Latino guy would buy it for his girl, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a picture of us when we went to the first date and And I paid extra, so there's a rose too.
Yeah,
it's got a beautiful rose going around our faces. Mm-hmm. It's for you.
Yeah,
for our 1 year anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's go to Outback. You know what I mean? Like, ooh. I feel like a young Latino guy.
That's a good 1 year though.
I feel like a young Latino guy would buy that for his girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm guessing. Or like a dumb, you know, I don't, not to be racist, a dumb white guy might buy it too. Mm-hmm. You know, like if his third marriage.
Yeah.
And the other two marriages ended because he got shitty gifts for his wives.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what now? How about this? And he gives his new wife this,
yeah,
a cube. Look inside it. See, that's a picture of you.
Yeah.
In there. Oh, okay. Like, I don't know what you do with it once you get it home. Like, if you have company comes over, you're like, did you ever see one of these?
You got to get a little light to put underneath it so it, like, shines through.
I feel like you've had a couple of these in the con house.
No, I worked in kiosks for a while. I just,
you in the kiosk?
I
know
I was a Sunglass Hut kiosk guy. Okay?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, so the other one is, of course, somebody's got moisturizing cream of some sort.
The scam moisture.
Yeah, it's always like a Middle Eastern guy going, my friend, this for you. This is free for you.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, they if you ever take, I never take it.
Mm-hmm.
I move quickly.
You're on the hook.
I got no time for this.
Yeah.
Sorry, no thank you. I'd rather be dry,
mm-hmm,
and I just keep moving.
Yeah.
But some people go, oh, let me see. And then next thing you know, I guess they pull you in. Let me show. And then apparently what I've read is they just verbally abuse you.
It's bad.
You look terrible. You look old, mm-hmm, and awful. And I just have to read Reddit to read the hair about that shit. I don't need it from that guy. And then what they'll do is they'll sell you some, you know, creams, mm-hmm, very expensive creams.
In Vegas, it was even worse. What they would do is they'd put it on half your face. And then they would go, see how young and beautiful you look on the left?
Yeah.
Now look at your face. See
look
how
at your ugly,
terrible you look? And if you don't buy it, they would leave it on half your face.
Oh, shit.
Just walking around all day with.
Yeah. So I never fall for those scams.
No, don't.
And then there's like an extension one. Somebody with like bad extensions. I feel like that's where this guy, this billion-dollar winner got his extensions. Mm-hmm. Was like
Edwin
from one
Castro?
Of those kiosks. I never bought anything from a kiosk ever. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I think I got a watch fix one time at like a center. But he's not a kiosk watch repair guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's like center hallway. But I don't think you'd consider him a kiosk.
Did he have a door?
Oh, he had to get in and out. Yeah, because he's inside. You know, he's in.
Like he had his own door. Kiosks don't have a door.
Oh, is that how it works?
I
didn't. You know what? Now that you mentioned it, I never even thought about that. But I guess you're right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say this watch repair guy had a door.
Not a kiosk.
Like that? Not a kiosk? Okay. Yeah, kiosk is, okay, mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess it's just you sit just outside
you
of
move
it, right?
Around. Well, I don't know. I mean, when I worked at Sunglass Hut, I guess we had ones that you could be inside of, but that's a high-end kiosk.
I know the one you're talking, yeah, because a lot of times the cell phone cover guys got
does one. He have that too? Yeah.
Some malls you go to, there's just a guy like, it's like a kiosk 7-Eleven. He's just got like chips and stuff.
Yeah.
Water, chips. Like if you're walking through the mall and like, God, I would love some Lay's potato chips. I'm your guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know how we went down that road.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Do you consider this a kiosk? Middle of the mall.
Middle hallway, you mean.
Okay. Yeah. Like the kiosk.
Yeah.
Aqua massagers. Those water massagers
that don't get you wet.
Yes,
I like them. I like them. As a matter of fact, when I was doing time over at Planet Fitness, I paid the extra, Alex.
Yeah.
I got the black card or whatever. I was able to go into the water massager.
Yeah.
It was nice,
mm-hmm,
you know? So, but yeah, those massagers, I'm going to say no, not a kiosk.
Okay.
But what about a guy standing there who put your face in and then go at you with, you know, massaging?
Mm-hmm.
You know, put your face in that hole
as
you sit there.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I guess that's not a kiosk either.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, I don't know. How the fuck do we get down? I mean, what the
Edwin
hell are we
Castro's,
thinking?
Edwin Castro's
That's what
braids,
it was.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, that's what it was. All right, everybody.
Anyway, congratulations to the winner, the Powerball winner in Oregon.
Yes, that's congratulations. Yeah, that's very exciting news for the person who won. Alex has been doing some hot new fashions. You guys have seen him in person. He's doing some real nice shirts, button-ups.
Ooh,
and I think he's doing it through Quince, via Quince. Am I correct?
I think you are.
Yeah, and you guys know, of course, my quarter zip that the world talks about every time I. Mm-hmm. But now it's, of course, warming up a little bit, and I won't be wearing my Mongolian cashmere quarter zip. But I did get a corduroy jacket from them recently that I absolutely love. So I have to recommend to all of you to head on over to Quince. Quince has you covered with timeless pieces that never go out of style. I agree with that. You could wear these from here on out. You'll have them in your closet forever. That's me reading, okay? You know who else I think shops at Quince? Bianca Sensory. That's where she gets her those outfits she wears. Mm-hmm. Those are from Quince.
Yeah.
You know, she's just like a little tube top. Mm-hmm. I wish. But anyway, that's not true. Quince has all the must-haves like Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters, of course, $50 iconic 100% leather jackets, and versatile flown-in activewear. The best part is all Quince's items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. I agree with that. You, Alex, know how much you love the socks.
Ooh.
But you've since got some other things, and they look great on you.
Yep.
I mean, but you got a nice physique for clothes, but you don't have to.
No.
That's the beauty of Quince stuff. You could be a schlub, and this stuff makes you look good. So I highly recommend you ladies getting your schlubby husbands over to Quince and get them something nice. By partnering directly with factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And I love that. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/cover for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, Quince.com/cover to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/cover. You don't got to worry about that return thing. You're going to look so good. You're not going to be returning this stuff. Mm-mm. Thanks, Quince. Want to hear about America's favorite beers?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You ready for this? It's ranked by age, okay? You want it? These are millennials' favorite beers, Gen X's favorite beers, and boomers' favorite beers.
Okay.
Okay? What do you think number one is for millennials?
Millennials?
Beer?
Oh, yeah. A hazy IPA.
But you got to give me a brand name.
Oh, that isn't, what's the?
Well, you're not going to get it.
Lagunitas.
No, Heineken.
Oh, okay.
I know. How about Gen X?
Gen X?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, what are they like?
What is Gen X? I don't even know what that is.
Gen X is, I think,
like 40-something?
My mother's. Like
40-something?
40s to 50s, yeah.
Okay.
In between boomers and millennials?
Millennials number two is Modelo. I feel like Modelo's all the rage right now. And then, of course, Corona. Corona Light. And then Stella.
Oh.
And then down there at the bottom, number nine of millennials is Budweiser, and then Miller Lite.
Okay.
Miller High Life, whatever.
So they're enjoying the...
Gen X number one is Guinness.
Ooh.
Number two, Heineken. I don't know where they came up with this. Blue Moon is down there.
See, I was going to say that's Boomer number one. Blue Moon?
And then Boomers and Gen X, same number one, Guinness.
Okay.
I don't know about that. I mean, I love Guinness, but nobody's drinking it all the time.
Maybe in Boston or something,
And then Heineken. And then, of course, Michelob Light is on Boomers. Michelob Light.
Michultra?
Remember Michelob Light? No.
Oh,
before Michultra. Oh, okay. Miller Light on there. Dos Equis and Stella. There you go.
All right.
That's interesting, right?
Pretty good.
All right.
What's your favorite beer?
I mean, honestly, to be honest with you, and I know I've said this, and I know it's a controversial topic these days, you know, because of Dylan Mulvaney. She's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Enough with you assholes. You've heard her song?
Yeah.
So good.
This
one's for
it?
The girl. Yes, of course we did. It's called This One's for the Girl. Son. It's the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. And she's just great.
Yeah.
But, you know, people are mad at whatever, Bud Light.
The Days of Girlhood.
That's it. Great song.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's as good as that Morgan Wallen when you play. I mean, I'm only kidding. The Morgan Wallen one was fine. It was fine.
Honestly, Kid Rock would probably agree.
Yeah, you know, did you hear the Kid Rock?
I don't think he's going to like the Morgan Wallen.
He announced
Wallen.
A new tour and sponsored by Bud Light.
Nice.
Or something. Yeah, so
yeah.
I think the whole thing is he was wearing a Bud Light hat on some where he was raced. So I think the whatever it is, he's buried the hatchet, or they've given him enough money to bury the hatchet. Because we, years ago, many, many years ago, we predicted, at the time we were calling it the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
And Alex and I were looking through, at the time we used to have a scientific journal or something. We used to go
New
through.
New Science Magazine.
New Science Magazine.
New Scientist.
New Scientist, yeah. It was like, yeah. And we would go through that for stores. I should probably get that magazine again. We had some fun in there.
Yeah.
And we came across an article talking about some wet market in Wuhan, and there was some problems. And you could listen to it. You can go back and listen to the and we're the first ones who really begin to talk about it.
It was in November of 2019.
I know. And we say something along the lines of, oh, this could get crazy. We make the prediction.
I think you had actually said at the time that Carl was like, oh, end of days are coming. Like, Carl.
Well, he said that on an episode that we did at Local
Peasant. Oh, yeah, we did it there. Yeah.
He was like, God, I hope they don't close down restaurants. And I was like, that'll never happen 2 weeks later. So anyway, we predicted at the time, like I said, coronavirus, which is now considered, you know, COVID or whatever. So I would like to say, before it becomes something that's killing people in the streets, not like Trank.
No.
I would like to say, I'm hearing rumblings about bird flu.
Yes.
Bird flu.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out. Be careful. Bird flu.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what or how you get it. Or if it, or even if it's for people, is it just for birds, or is it for people?
Well, it will greatly affect
the bird,
chicken and egg markets. So it will affect people, but it is a bird flu.
Okay, and I would get it from what? Eating chicken?
Yeah.
Oh, that's gonna.
I think
it's gonna hurt some of these people. Anyway, I'm just saying, we just wanted to put it out there.
Poultry facility in Michigan and egg producer in Texas both reported outbreaks of the avian flu this week. The latest developments on the virus also include infected dairy cows and the first known instance of a human catching bird flu from a mammal.
Oh, Jesus.
And that was as of in Atlanta last week. A person in Texas has, well, I'm sorry, this is... The report is out of Atlanta. A person in Texas has been diagnosed with bird flu and infection tied to the recent discovery of the virus in dairy cows. Ooh, so it's moving to cows?
No. All right. Well, anyway, just be careful, everybody. Mm-hmm. And if that's not enough to make you get some sort of...
It says the only reported symptoms was eye redness.
That's it?
That's it. Oh,
who cares? I always have red eyes. Another thing to make you sick.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it will, because I shouldn't say that, because I love this place. But Costco's opening sushi counters.
Ooh.
Costco's now. But I know they sell sushi anyway, like pre-packaged kind of. Okay. You could buy a big plate of sushi over there.
Mm-hmm.
But following the success of Costco's first continental U.S. sushi counter in its Washington location.
So is this going to be where they announced, the
sushi? Yeah, I guess they're going to signature sushi counters to some of its stores nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there you go.
So this isn't like on the way out. This isn't replacing the hot dogs or anything. This is like...
And not that I've heard. Maybe it's a separate one. You could sit down and enjoy sushi while you're there. Okay. Okay, that's... What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Okay, one final thing before we go. You want to hear the 10 best airports for food?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, yeah, I do.
I think we've already gone down this, and I think it's... But the thing is, it's worldwide, so some of these airports, you're probably... Anyway, number 10 is Vancouver International Airport in Canada. Got some great food there, apparently. Number 9, I've been to San Francisco International Airport. Number 9.
Okay.
Great stuff. Number 8, I'm there more than I would like to be, but it's just one of those places you stop at. It's a hub for many airlines, and it's Hartsfield-Jackson over there in Atlanta.
Okay.
That's number 7. Didn't think this would be in there. John F. Kennedy.
Ooh.
International Airport in New York City, JFK. Number 6, Amsterdam. Been there as well. Amsterdam Airport. Number 5, you've been to the Istanbul Airport in Istanbul, Turkey?
A couple times.
Apparently it's great.
Good food, yeah.
Number 4, Heathrow in England, of course. Been there. Number 3, Dubai. I got to go to this Dubai.
People keep talking about
it. Everybody loves it. Number 2, Tokyo, of course. Everyone... I heard Jimmy Kimmel was doing a monologue the other day. I guess he took his family to Tokyo. They went for a vacation, and he'd just gotten back. It was last week.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about how horrible America is when you go to Tokyo, because it's so clean. It's like crazy clean. And I remember that being my takeaway, too, when I left Tokyo. I was like, this is craziness, how clean this, like everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you go in public bathrooms, and it's ridiculous. And the other weird thing is you don't see garbage cans. Like, where are people putting all the garbage? Like, there's people walking down the streets with Starbucks cups.
Mm-hmm.
They're not on the ground.
Yeah.
They're all gone.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I guess they pride themselves on their cleanliness, but it is otherworldly there. I agree with, like, you don't want to come back to America when you're there. But anyway, they have great food at their airport. And number one, of course, is an airport I constantly hear about is Singapore, the Changi.
Okay.
Airport in Singapore.
They got good food there.
I guess.
Nice.
Okay. One more. You want to do one more countdown?
One more.
What do you think the best cities for coffee are in the world? Best cities for coffee.
In the world.
In the world. Once again, it's a worldwide one, so it's not as fun because none of you guys probably went to these places.
I think we did Coffee US recently.
We did. I know. Anyway, I'll just give you number one. How's that? The best place for coffee in the world.
Can I get the top three?
Top three.
I'm intrigued.
Okay. I'll give you the top four because one of them is an American city. Okay. Once again, it seems to be a city that they must have a good publicist because everybody else is saying it's the most horrible place in the world.
Mm-hmm.
There's poo-poo and pee-pee everywhere.
Yeah.
And everything. But every countdown we do, they're highly praised.
Mm-hmm.
San Francisco. And I, you know, I've done it many times. I love San Francisco. I've never spent enough mm-hmm. quality time there to truly get to know it, but I do like it. And I'd like to really spend some time there. Like, you hear about neighborhoods and stuff and this and that. I've never done that. But anyway, they're number four
mm-hmm.
as far as coffee goes.
Nice.
Number three, been here as well, Alex. I've traveled everywhere. Sydney, Australia.
Mm-hmm.
I love Sydney, Australia. And I actually enjoyed the coffee there from what I remember. Number two, another place I've been. Thank you very much. Tokyo, Japan. With my dear friend. I was with my dear friend Keanu Reeves at the time. And he was telling me about the coffee he enjoyed. Okay, enough is enough.
Okay.
Enough is enough. And number one, of course, now a place I have not been to. Mm-hmm. But I told my wife, I said, the next big travel I'd like to do is one of these places. Because I feel like this is the only part of the world I have yet to be. It's like these... the Hollands and over to the Finlands and all that part of the world I don't think I've been to yet.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, of course, Denmark, Copenhagen.
Ooh.
Denmark, number one coffee place in the world. I feel like I want to go there. I feel like that's like my next one. I want to go to a place where I don't have to deal with, there's going to be no problems.
Mm-hmm.
Am I wrong in saying that? Like, I feel like if you're walking down the street in Denmark, there's no, you're not dealing with poo-poo pee-pee.
No.
Homeless. Trank.
No.
Right? Am I right?
I think you're right.
I think it's just like colorful houses and just good looking people.
People riding bikes.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
I'm good. That's what I need. I don't want any, you know, sometimes you go to these I don't want any more, like, some of these countries, they don't have like good sewer systems. And it stinks, like the whole country. And I'm not talking third world countries. I'm talking, no. Fucking Paris.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, oh, shit. Because they already got old pipes.
Mm-hmm.
So there's still a lot of shit in there. There's shit in there from the 1700s. So it eventually the whole city begins to stink of like sewage.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, like New York, my hometown. Love them. All right, everybody. Well, what do we got to get out of here on, Alex? We're struggling because we flew in last night from Dania Beach, Fort Lauderdale, more or less.
Yeah.
And and we got in late. We did a Patreon episode very late last night. And I woke up very early in the morning, have my daughter by myself this week. I'm just going to be honest with you people. And I'm finishing up this one house that I'm getting ready. It's on the market as of like tomorrow. And I have been working my ass off on this place to get it up and running, and I have to travel down to it every day, drop my daughter off at school, then I have to go and work all day at this house on the 405, sit in traffic, then I come back, pick up my daughter, go to gymnastics, come back here, meet Alex, and we roll.
Mm-hmm.
So it just never stops. I land, and it's just, I hit the ground running. So once this house is gone, which will be this week, I will have it rented and it'll be not my, I won't have to go down there every day anymore.
Mm-hmm.
This podcast is going to start soaring again, Alex.
Oh yeah.
We are going to be able to look up topics. I won't, of course, but I'll have time to look up topics and come up with things to talk about instead of talking about kiosks. Although I did enjoy that topic because I could sit and talk kiosks forever.
Yeah.
But I don't know how interesting it is to listen to. So there you have it, everybody. We'll be back to normal soon enough. Anyway, I am coming this weekend. This will be Thursday's episode. No, wait. This is Tuesday. See, yeah. I have no idea what
this is going to come out right now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
What do we got to get out of here?
Let's do one more Morgan Wallen song.
Let's hear it.
One that's a little more upbeat. This one's called Cowgirls.
Okay. I'm going to try. I'm going to open mind. I'm going to
open mind.
Mind.
I don't believe
mind.
You.
I am.
Field on fire, just cutting across the pasture. She'll have you falling for it all and then leave right
I try.
After.
I
just
swear
watched your
you
eyes glaze over.
No, it's not. It's just something about it. It just doesn't. It doesn't. I don't connect to it immediately. And I don't want to be one of those people. I don't like country music because I do. There are some country music that I like. I don't mind this.
Yeah.
If I'm in Nashville, this is great.
Yeah.
But this is certainly not something I would listen to in my car or go see a concert of. No way.
His concert tickets are up there, too.
Well, I mean, that's just everybody's concert tickets. That's just the way it is now.
Yeah.
It's one of those things you just, not going back down.
Yeah.
You just got to bite
the
bullet.
His are like Taylor Swift numbers, though. Like, cost. Yeah.
Well, I was just, I see Sting's coming back on tour, and he's going to be playing like the Wiltern, kind of a smaller venue.
That's interesting.
I know.
It's a great venue.
Yeah, and Sting is just as, you know, it's all hits. So I was like, let me check out some Sting tickets. And like $1,100.
Yeah. Small venue, though.
Yeah, I know, which I guess, you know.
That's what you get. You get some intimate.
Who knows? I mean, that's just the going rate now. I mean, every time I go to look at a ticket, I'm like, I'll spend $600 on a ticket, but you have to.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're not going to see shit. I don't know how people do it. All right, everybody. So I'm supposed to like this, or what am I supposed to do to this?
Yeah.
Do I dance? What do I do to this?
Trank. You're supposed to do trank to this.
I'm about to. No, but like, I just listen. Do I dance? Is it a party song? Am I at the bar listening to this one?
I think so.
Am I like a, you know, when I listen to my Cure and my Depeche Mode and my Duran Duran, that's memories for me. That's like, those were the days, times, whatever, blah, blah, blah. It's also, I believe, fun and all that. When I listen to like classic rock, that's like, okay. But like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with this type of song.
Yeah.
Because it does have like a bit of a dance beat in the background. But am I doing one of those dances that the country people
like
do
line dance,
like a line,
like
all they all
like in
know
unison.
They all know the they all know the steps.
Mm-hmm.
That's always so funny to me when you see like those real macho guys with the cowboy hats on and stuff, and all of a sudden some, you know, Chattahoochee will come on and they'll jump out on the freaking stuff doing like a choreographed routine.
Yeah,
like, oh my god, this is the gayest thing I've ever seen.
I'm just proud that you know Chattahoochee.
We way on yonder down in Chattahoochee with a town down in Hoochie Coochie. Am I correct in the lyrics? Yeah, thank you very much. Alan Jackson, no?
Alan Jackson.
For some reason, the only reason I know that song, Alex, is because I used to hang out at a country bar here in L.A. It used to be called Denim and Diamonds, and it was the shit.
That's what this is for.
You would go in Denim and Diamonds, and it was popping. I think it was like in Glendale or something. And it was a different time. And that song would come on, and the roof would blow off the place when Chattahoochee came on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Chattahoochee, that opening riff. Woo! You're not
Let's
excited?
Hear this. And it's Alan Jackson.
Alan Jackson.
Is he still with us, Alan?
He is still going.
I see his CDs over at Cracker Barrel a lot. I see an Alan Jackson CD in Cracker Barrel.
My first concert.
You did tell me that one time, yes. How was it?
Great.
I mean, it's a nice, this is a fun song.
I mean, 90s country is coming back.
Is it?
I can feel it.
Not if I can help it. I hope the bird flu comes first. just kidding. Come on, everybody. We love it. This is a fun song. All right. I get it. I get this is fun.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm on Broadway and this song comes, you know, in not on Broadway, New York City. If I'm on Broadway in
Nashville. Yeah.
And this song comes on, this is a good time. I'll throw a chair off the roof for this one. That's how much I love it. Yeah. I was with her, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. I mean, it's fun. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at it. Everybody's got to go this direction now. Look at Beyonce. I mean, she just went full country, and people love it. Some people. I mean, some people think she's just...
If you want to sell albums...
That's it.
I mean, everyone's a streamer nowadays, except for country music fans. They buy them, so...
They still buy, And people love it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm fighting. This is a battle I'm not going to win.
No.
I mean, this ship has sailed.
Already
this is, locked. You know what's becoming very...
Beyonce couldn't win.
That's what I'm
You're
saying.
You're not going to.
That's what I'm saying. And, you know, like, I think we talked about it. Like, Vegas has become very country western.
Yeah.
Like, they...
But it's always had NFR. Kind of. You know.
But then now it's... Like, instead of putting a Tiesto place in your casino, mm-hmm. now you're putting a country western guy. You're putting Blake Shelton's Red Brick House or whatever it's called.
Red Brick
some
House.
Shit like that. All right, everybody. I could sit and talk all day, but I'm you know, losing it. We'll be back tomorrow or Thursday, whenever. Thank you, Alan Jackson. Bye-bye.